deaths from overdose soar 28% during COVID. Drug overdoses took the lives of an estimated 100,000 individuals between April 2020 and April 2021, which is a rise from 78,000 the year previously. Opioids account for greater than 3/4 of the overdose deaths, of which 64% were from fentanyl, which is an increase from the year previously of 35%. There was also an increase of deaths from cocaine and methamphetamine, of which fentanyl tends to play a role. In a survey of primary care physicians, 94% of them reported seeing more patients experiencing stress, anxiety, and other mental health issues, which have been shown to raise the risk of drug misuse and drug disorders. 3/4 of those same physicians believe that telehealth visits and the rise of them limit the ability to understand if patients are at risk or are presently misusing prescription drugs. 2021 is also the first time that fentanyl seizures have topped heroin seizures on the U.S.-Mexico border. And fentanyl didn't just beat heroin, it almost doubled it. 11,200 pounds of fentanyl have been captured so far this year, with a month left in the year, compared to 5,400 pounds of heroin. Methamphetamine seizures at the border are also at ridiculous levels. The U.S. has seized 190,000 pounds of meth at the border, when compared to 9 years ago in 2012, it was 18,000 pounds. Between all these numbers and percentages that are getting thrown out there, one thing is for certain. The relationship between drugs, enforcement, capture, and now overdoses is one that is getting continually more complicated and continually more ignored. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to find this episode, many others like it, or check out the long-form show, visit us at bandwidth.productions.